Tuesday, March 9th.
Mr. Chairman, we are ready to go here.
Good morning. This is a time and place for Idaho Water Resource Board telephonic meeting number 3-10 at March 9th, 2010, 8 a.m. Boise time, being held telephonically. Patsy, could we have a roll call vote, please?
Mr. Cuddy.
Here.
Mr. Alberti.
Here.
Mr. Chase.
Here.
Mr. Beck.
Here.
Mr. Chamberlain.
Here.
Mr. Graham.
Here.
Mr. Rigby.
Here.
And Chairman Ewing.
Here.
Eight present.
And for the record, since we're telephonically, maybe helpful for Mr. Anderson to outline who's here at the head shed, and then we go through who's on the phone. Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd just like to go around the room and let everybody announce their names, please, for the record. Hal Anderson, Idaho Water Resources.
Brian Patton, Water Resources.
Patsy McGordy, Water Resources.
Gary Spackman, Water Resources.
David Blue, Idaho Power.
Helen Harrington, Water Resources.
Jack Peterson, Idaho Water Resources.
Walt Poole, Idaho Fish and Game.
Good morning, Walt.
And then whoever is on the phone that's joined on the phone that is not a member of the Idaho Water Resource Board, could you please identify yourself for the record, please?
John Bowling, Idaho Power.
Richard Beath, River Reclamation.
Jim Tucker, Idaho Power.
Five Strong, Attorney General's Office.
John Simpson, Attorney, Twin Falls Canal Company, Northside Canal Company.
Mike Webster, Governor's Office.
Alan Kelch, Idaho Irrigation District.
Lynn Tominaga, Idaho Groundwater Appropriators.
Miles Swank, Florida District 1. Jonathan Bart, CDR Associates.
Joan Sabat, CDR Associates.
And I think Peter Anderson just arrived. If we've covered everyone, I'd like to go to agenda item number 2, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, this is a time for public comment. Anything that isn't on the agenda today, or if somebody from the public has a comment they would like to make for the Water Resource Board, this is a time that they can do that.
And it sounds like we've had a couple folks join us on the phone. Would you please identify yourself and who you represent?
Stephen Goodson with Governor Otter's office.
Good morning.
Mr. Ewing, this is John Simpson. If I can have a moment.
Mr. Simpson.
Thank you. As the board knows, Twin Falls and Northside Canal Companies have the proposed license at the Milner Hydro Plant, and that is the subject of a petition for a hearing filed by Twin Falls, and the board has intervened in that proceeding. And I think, as most members, if not all members of the board, know, that I, on behalf of the canal companies, came to the board a year or 2 years ago and identified that the canal companies were more than willing at that time to sit down with the board and see if there were issues between the board and its perception of that hydropower permit/license and the canal companies' perspectives, that those canal companies would be more than willing to sit down with the board and attempt to negotiate some reconciliation of the license as opposed to going through litigation. And that didn't happen at that time, and the proposed license was issued, and I'd like to take this opportunity again, now that we're in the midst of filing briefs and summary judgment motions and such, that if there's that opportunity again, the canal companies would welcome that opportunity. And in fact, I think it would be appropriate from their perspective that we take every opportunity that we could to see if we can't find a path forward that avoids litigation and conflict rather than simply creating more conflict.
John, this is Terry Euling. I assume, and Clive, you're still on the phone?
I am still on the phone, Terry.
That discussion would be orchestrated through your office on behalf of the board. Would that be a fair assumption?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, I'd be happy to do that.
Okay. Any other questions or comments from Mr. Simpson?
Mr. Chairman, just a procedural issue. Clive, would we need to schedule an executive session with the board on that issue at the upcoming meeting in March, or handle it through another way?
Well, let me have a conversation with Mr. Simpson, and then I'll get back and make a recommendation to you.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you, John. Any other public comment prior to going to agenda item number 3? Hearing none, Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, thank you for this getting together just a couple weeks before our regularly scheduled meeting. But given the situation that with our current water supply situation that we find ourselves in this year, we're under a fairly tight time frame if indeed the board desires to move ahead with a managed recharge program for 2010. Currently, I should have passed this out to everybody, but currently I'm just looking at the Snowtell report for March 8th, and it's fairly bleak for almost the entire state. In fact, we're looking at between 54% for the Henry's Fork, 54% above Palisades, 58% at the Bear. So eastern Idaho snowpack is significantly below average. What that means is we will have a limited amount of runoff this year. And so the opportunity to do recharge using the board's 1980 priority natural flow water right will be fairly limited. There's going to be a very short window of time where the water right might actually be in priority. And if you recall, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the board does and has set aside approximately $400,000 to accomplish managed recharge in support of the Eastern Snake Plain Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. So if indeed and staff, Mr. Patton and Mr. Quinn have informed me that there's probably a very narrow window that the board's water right might be in priority this year, maybe a 2 or 3 week window early this year. I'm not sure if there will be any opportunity in the late season, but in the early season, while they're filling the reservoirs and moving water between the reservoirs, there could be a couple of weeks, up to 3 weeks, that the board's water right might be in priority. Mr. Chairman, I have in front of me a stack of contracts that we would like to initiate with the board's permission. Primarily with the entities that the board contracted with in 2009, with the exception of some additional canals that have requested to come forward if water is available and recharge using the board's natural flow water right. I'm going to ask Mr. Patton if he's got anything else he might like to add in this regard. But we're really here to ask for permission from the board to move ahead with completing these contracts if water become available, using the money that the board allocated.
Utilizing up to the $400,000.
Mr. Chairman, the right is in priority. We've been informed by Water District 1, Water Master, that the right is currently in priority and has been actually for some time. Where we're at right now is we have several canals that are ready to start. We've been informed by Fremont Madison, Aberdeen Springfield, and Southwest Irrigation District with their new pipeline that they would like to begin if this board desires to start beginning to carry through with 2010 recharge this year.
When you say they're ready to start, when would they like?
As soon as we give them the word. In fact, Fremont Madison's already opened their gates. They kind of jumped the gun, so to speak.
We ought to probably get our contracts in place right away.
Yes. Aberdeen Springfield will begin as soon as we give them the word following this meeting, as will Southwest. We had a discussion with the ESPA Implementation Committee on Friday, much the same discussion. I think there was fairly strong support for moving ahead. With one fairly important caveat from the Bureau of Reclamation, they asked us not to conduct any operations on the South Fork of the Snake this year due to flows in that part of the river. So I think that's a fair assessment of what Rich asked us.
And the concern, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, is potentially drying up the river at Blackfoot.
Or at Lorenzo.
At Lorenzo, excuse me. So we want to make sure that there's enough water in the river to make sure we don't cause any environmental problems
right.
in the river. And so, Rich, and Rich, you might want to be able to speak to that, but that was the concern, as far as we understand, to make sure that there was water in the river, at least at Lorenzo and down through the system. Is that, did we characterize that correctly, Rich?
That's good, Hal. This is Rich. Obviously, the fact that the right's on is something to be aware of, but the Great Feeder has got the capacity to dry the river up at Lorenzo, and if that happened, Reclamation, I think, would have no choice but to increase the releases at Palisades to compensate, because we just can't have a dry river in that reach, and the resources are too valuable. So that would put our fill in jeopardy. I'm hoping and expecting that judicious care will be taken to not interfere with the potential to refill the reservoirs. I believe we need to stay in communication to work on that issue.
This is Terry Euling. A couple things. One, I think we ought to figure out which contracts we need to get executed and get them executed quickly. Secondly, if there's impacts to resources, for instance, in the context of potential drying up the river, I think the board would need to be informed and involved in that discussion. As I understand it now, that will not happen. And that's consistent with Mr. Rigby's representation. But those are things that just the board would need to be, I think, informed of if those types of actions were going to take place. Any other questions for board members? Mr. Anderson?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, members of the board. At the meeting, the conservation interests, Will Whelan and I talked to the members about concerns about transparency. In big water years, the concerns that perhaps we face this year aren't so immediate, but this year may be a year where extra care needs to be taken. We have one mechanism in place with the ESPA Camp Committee, which we've been calling the Environmental Task Force, which includes representative conservation groups, Idaho Power, Bureau of Reclamation, DEQ, Fish and Game, and others, which seems like it might be an appropriate place where, you know, maybe once or twice during this season they could just be consulted with, and if, you know, where we can vet any issues that seem to be coming up. It very well may be there's no problem at all, but it might be a place where we can get a lot of people in a room and just sort of be a little more cautious. I think Mr. Whelan talked with Mr. Patton about that, and my understanding is they might try and set up that meeting, but I guess our recommendation to the board is you might want to sort of direct that group to just keep an eye on things for you to make sure we don't have anything unfortunate happen so things go off without a hitch this year.
Thank you.
That's fair.
From the board's perspective, we assume, and Mr. Anderson, Mr. Patton, you can, I guess, make sure that our assumptions are correct, that this will be going through the ESPA Camp Process Implementation Committee, so we understand there's good hydrologic benefits associated with it. It makes sense the allocation of state resources for that recharge is a rational, reasonable decision, including if there's an environmental task force or a group as part of that implementation committee. Is that a fair assumption for the board?
Mr. Chairman, we will be tasked as your staff to make sure that we coordinate with Bureau of Reclamation and others that have expressed interest, and we need to make sure that every year is a little bit different. Every year is a new challenge. We haven't been at this that long. Last year we had a really good water year, and it was fairly uneventful. We were very successful. This year is a little more challenging, so this is going to certainly exercise our learning track, but I think we're at least understanding, at least at this point, what the potential challenges might be, and we'll do what we can to make sure we do what's the right thing to do.
Mr. Chairman,
staff, I think it would behoove us in the future, it's too late now, but maybe in our January meeting, we need to get these contracts in, get them in place so that as soon as the board's water right is in priority, these canals can start recharging. Because we could have another year just like this.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Chamberlain, that was our intent. However, there were some things being worked through the camp process that kind of delayed that process. There were some mechanisms being worked through about how recharge would work in the future. And those mechanisms are still being worked through and being talked about. However, we're at the point where we've run out of time, and the time is now to begin if we want to begin. So we're just going to begin and follow kind of last year's model of being opportunistic about contracting with who's ready and where we think it's a good location.
Mr. Patton, I understand that, but if we are not up and running like we are hoping we will be by January next year, I think it would behoove us to go ahead and put this on the January agenda and at least get it addressed so that if we wind up in the same situation again, we can take care of it.
I will do, Mr. Chamberlain.
So, Mr. Anderson, do you need a...
Mr. Chairman, I would like at least a motion from the board for staff to move ahead with completing these contracts and getting them approved here internally out to the entities that we've been working with to do a recharge, and also to authorize the chairman, you, Mr. Mewling, to sign the contracts once they're agreed to by the individual canal companies.
Mr. Chairman, I would move that we approve the contracts that are before us and direct staff to go ahead and get them finished and signed by you.
Have a motion to have a second?
I second that.
Any discussion?
Mr. Chairman, this is Jerry.
Mr. Rigby.
In addressing those particular contracts, you indicated that there were several of them. Is this authorizing all of them?
The answer, I believe, unless Mr. Anderson or Mr. Patton tells me differently, is authorizing to execute all of them. The questions of which ones will be utilized, I think, would come from recommendations from the implementation committee.
And when the water right is in priority, Mr. Chairman, and whether or not we have any opportunity in the South Fork or not, at this point it doesn't look like we will. But.
So in deference to Mr. Rigby, it's probably worthwhile stating who the potential parties are.
Please.
Mr. Chairman,
Mr. Beck,
if I could dovetail with Jerry, I know in times past we've had some discussion about the rate that is being
that's a good question.
Presented as payment for that recharge, and some of that has been, or some of the talk has exhibited some astronomical figures, and so I would not only like to hear the canal company's proposal, but also the rate that's being asked to be reimbursed.
Mr. Anderson, Mr. Patton.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Beck, we are, you know, following last year's model, proposing a uniform rate of $3 an acre foot.
And so can you, Mr. Chairman, if I could?
Mr. Beck.
Can you respond then? Is that what's coming in from the respective canal companies is $3, or is their rate, or are you seeing some rates that are higher or lower than that?
We have not asked them to propose a rate. We have heard some discussion from a few that they would like higher. We have not heard any discussion that they will do it for less from anybody.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, looking at these contracts right now, we have a contract proposed for Aberdeen Springfield, for American Falls Reservoir District Number 2, Fremont Madison Irrigation District, Idaho Irrigation District, New Sweden Irrigation District, Northside Canal Company, Osgood Canal Company, Snake River Valley Irrigation District, Southwest Irrigation District.
Mr. Rigby, any questions or concerns with the players that we may enter into agreements with?
No, thank you very much, Mr. Chairman. I just thought it was well for all of us to know which ones they are.
At this point, the rate that the board is authorizing is a uniform rate of $3. Is that right, Mrs. Patton?
That's what we're proposing at this point.
So we still have a...
Those that don't want to participate at $3 won't be in the program, right?
That's right.
Okay.
So we have a motion and a second, and it's expenditure of funds, so we probably need a roll call vote.
Probably do.
Mr. Cuddy.
Aye.
Mr. Alberti.
Aye.
Mr. Chase.
Aye.
Mr. Beck?
Aye.
Mr. Chamberlain?
Aye.
Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Rigby?
Aye.
Chairman Yulee?
Aye.
8 ayes. Motion passed.
Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, the second agenda item that we have before us is titled ESPA Camp Funding. And you should have before you a resolution that was sent out yesterday, and I can go through that resolution. But first, give you a little background on where we are with that, Mr. Chairman and members of the board. And I may turn the podium over to Mr. Bartsch here in just a moment.
You can turn the chair over too, if you like.
I got one, thank you.
The situation that we're currently in, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, the Idaho legislature is currently working through the funding allocations for agencies, and in fact, Mr. Spackman represented the department yesterday, and our budget hearing for JFAC was yesterday. And the Camp Implementation Committee and staff have been working towards developing and drafted by Deputy AG Phil Rozier, a long-term funding mechanism to fund the Eastern Snake Plain Comprehensive Aquifer Management Plan. As we drafted that legislation, we were adhering as closely as possible to the objectives that were identified in the CAMP plan of it being a mandatory fee implemented by the legislature and collected through the county treasurer's office and the water districts. We got a draft of that legislation together, been working through a lot of details associated with that. At the request of the Interim Legislative Committee, we finalized a draft of that legislation, but during the last few weeks, ran into some questions in regard to whether or not that indeed this proposed legislation represented a tax or if it was a fee as the legislation identified. Also, there is some concerns in regard to the benefits derived associated with that fee. And so to keep from getting derailed at this point, with the moving ahead with the implementation of the camp committee, we are staff and also I think that the legislature and the governor's office held a meeting on chaired by the governor's office, called by the governor's office a week or so ago. And at that meeting, the governor's office required a couple of things of people that were in attendance. First of all, that they to keep this process going, we would reserve moving forward with the mandatory fee legislation this year, but there would be a voluntary process to keep the camp plan moving along. Voluntary process where everybody stays, asking everybody to stay at the table, and also the governor's office committed that the state would be staying engaged and would contribute state resources to implement a camp with the idea that individual entities, canal companies, water districts would contribute funding to move ahead with specific projects and activities identified in the camp. And the governor's office has received and asked for responses from individuals that were at the governor's meeting, including a commitment to come up with their own funds to match any funds that might be available from the state to move ahead with camp-related projects. And Stephen Goodson, do you have anything else that you might want to add in regard to the governor's office direction as we move forward on this? Stephen, are you still there?
I guess not.
I was there. This is Mike Webster from the governor's office.
Oh, thanks, Mike.
I think you pretty well covered and stated it correctly just about what went on.
Thank you, Mike. And we certainly appreciate the governor stepping forward and helping to move ahead. And what I think the best way of characterizing this is a one-year or a stopgap measure to move ahead so we don't lose momentum on camp. Keep everybody at the table and work through the details of coming up with a long-term funding mechanism. At our budget hearing on Monday morning, Senator Baer carried the department's funding recommendation before JFAC. And I met with Senator Baer with the Legislative Services Office, the budget staff, last week, representing the board, and Senator Baer wanted to make sure that the board was aware and would make a commitment of board funds to move this process along. If you recall, the original idea was that there was about $1 million in stimulus money that the governor was hoping to make available to assist in moving ahead and funding the camp program for 2010, our fiscal year 2011, starting in July. Well, that money has since been reallocated, from my understanding, to other budgetary needs, particularly with education or social programs, because they were discretionary funds. But Senator Baer and the governor's office supported using the monies that the board had returning from the Pristine Springs loan that was made to the groundwater districts to commit that money to keep the camp process moving along. And Senator Baer then mentioned that at the JFAC hearing on Monday, that the board was going to be entertaining a resolution or a motion to commit the first two payments from Pristine Springs to be the state money that would be offered up to move the ESPA camp process forward in 2011 and beyond.
So, Mr. Anderson, would that be fiscal year 11, 12?
Fiscal year 11. We already have the first payment in place.
Okay. First.
And so what this resolution does, Mr. Chairman, is obligates the first payment that we already have and the second payment, which will be coming around October, to the ESPA camp, those first two payments. And so, Mr. Chairman, what you have here in front of you is a resolution that obligates those first two Christine Springs loan payments for ESPA camp implementation.
And as I understand it, Mr. Anderson, it's consistent with a matching request, which was part of phase one of the ESPA camp process, right?
That is correct, Mr. Chairman. The idea is that this money would be available, and so that as individuals, projects, as money comes in, then they would be, these board funds would be used to provide a match requirement. Now, I would also add that Senator Baer, Clive and I have been working, and Phil have been working with Senator Baer on a modification to Idaho Code 421780. Idaho Code 421780 is the code that authorizes and establishes the Aquifer Planning and Management Fund. That's where that was the fund that was created when the board was given authority to move ahead with comprehensive aquifer planning. And that fund was created, and originally the $20 million appropriated by the legislature went into that fund. And the way that fund historically has operated is the board every year asked for appropriation authority from the legislature to spend money from that fund. Well, that fund now is being proposed to be expanded. There will be proposed to be a secondary fund established in that fund. And a secondary fund will provide opportunity for canal companies, irrigation districts, private entities that want to contribute match money to the board to be used for camp programs, that will provide a place to put that money. And the most important thing is it gives you continuous appropriation language. So when those funds come in to use for projects, we don't have to go back to the legislature and ask for spending authority. So Senator Baer is working on that legislation. And Deputy Attorney General Clive Strong and Phil Rozier and I have been working with him on that legislation. It's my understanding that he's going to bring that forward in JFAC. Isn't that your understanding too, Clive?
Mr. Strong, are you still on the phone?
Yes, it is, Mr. Chairman. That's my understanding.
Great. Thanks, Clive.
So I know that's kind of a long background, Mr. Chairman, but it sets the context for why it's important, I think, to move ahead with this resolution obligating these funds.
Any questions from the board?
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Beck.
Thank you. Mr. Anderson, so then in the space of 2 weeks from when the governor expressed his support of camp and his tiring efforts to receipts or to direct funding toward it, those funds have been reallocated elsewhere.
That is my understanding, Mr. The $1 million that was coming through the governor's stimulus money that was included originally in our budget are no longer included in our budget anymore. It's not been approved by the Joint Finance Committee. We're looking at identifying a source of funds that we can make available to keep the camp process going along. And the Pristine Springs loan repayment are the only source of funds that are currently available.
I might just bring to the board's attention that as Water District 01 met, there was a resolution passed, and it specifically highlighted the $1 million that the governor had committed for funding for camp, and as such, that resolution passed with near unanimous support but they were counting on that $1 million as a participation and the state's effort to support camp. And so I'll be honest with you, that rings a tone of disappointment to this water user of Water District 1.
Mr. Beck, I think the board shares the disappointment. I mean, we were all, and I think the governor and everyone was counting on the $1 million, and we all read in the papers what's happened to our state budget. But at this point, where Mr. Anderson is at, I think we have to move forward without that $1 million available to us at this time. Any other questions from the board?
Chairman, this is Cuddy. When this piece of legislation goes through that allows us to do this, contributions from water districts, will they be named as site-specific when they come into this fund for certain projects, or how is that going to be shown as to what they're allocated for?
Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Cuddy, currently in the legislation, there is no requirement that it be site-specific. It's just all it does is provide the opportunity to put the funds in there. I think certainly as we move ahead with implementing these projects, I think both situations could occur. There could be money coming in from specific individuals or entities for a project, or we could have a contribution from a water district overall for a particular thing, so maybe wheeling cost for recharge or something like that. I think both of those are potential opportunities.
Mr. Cuddy, did that answer your question?
I think close enough.
Okay. We're looking forward to your first contribution.
It's in the mail.
Any other comments?
Mr. Chairman, this is Roger. And I assume that the $2.4 million we're going to use from the repayment of these loans, that money will not be repaid to the board. It'll be gone once it's spent. Is that correct?
Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, that's correct.
In a heartbeat.
I'm just hoping.
The consistent with the funding target, again, the match concept, is that the 60-40?
Mr. Chairman, that's the participation target match that's included in the ESPA camp, and that's the number that's been discussed.
Okay. So we intend on, in this case, following that?
Sticking as close to the ESP camp funding allocations as we can.
I think the board would want to know if we're going anywhere outside of that. We got minimal resources, and we'd like players to actually come with dollars in order to give the grant money.
And as much leverage for the state funds as we can get.
Yep. Any other questions from the board? Then Mr. Anderson?
That's all I have, Mr. Chairman. We have a motion, resolution for you.
Members of the board, we have a resolution in relationship to, before we go there, do we need anything from Jonathan or company?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Mr. Anderson might ask.
Jonathan, do you have anything that you might want to add?
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, what I would add is that subsequent to the governor's meeting, we held a implementation committee meeting just last Friday to discuss how to move forward to bring all of the implementation committee members to the extent possible up to speed on both the direction from long-term funding legislation, as well as the direction from the governor and from the legislature about 2010, I think, as Mr. Anderson has has described. And the implementation committee discussed a number of things, including the proposed time frame, but broader than that they were going to act using the principle of the as-if principle, in terms of assuming that As if the plan itself is moving forward in terms of the long term. Now, there have been some questions raised about, you know, and obviously we needed the leadership of the governor and the board and legislative leadership to move forward with this year. And the implementation committee really appreciated that effort and that they are going to continue to act as if they are moving forward with the long-term program. We talked then about the time frame and the timeline. And as you know, the governor has, and subsequent to the governor's office, subsequent to the meeting, has asked that the March 12th of this year be the deadline for project submissions to the implementation committee. And then by the June the 1st, the water board and the governor's office are going to decide on projects and how to proceed with those projects based on implementation committee rating and prioritization for the Water Resource Board. So we talked a lot about, we talked a bunch about how we might go forward with that and that process, in that process, the implementation committee discussed some criteria upon which they would evaluate projects. Now, there are going to be projects that the implementation committee has been working on for not only for the last year, but longer than that, that are going to be evaluated as well, including the AWEP projects, managed recharge elements in terms of developing longer-term constructed sites on those, as well as others, and projects that will be submitted by the by the broader water user community as a whole. And the criteria by which the implementation committee discussed evaluating those projects that come forward were on the following. One is it consistent with the plan itself? Is it consistent with what we've talked about and documented in the plan? Is there aquifer benefit, both a qualitative and a quantitative sense? Is there money there in terms of, you just mentioned the cost-sharing piece? And also, what is the implementation time frame? So are we talking about projects that have a multi-year implementation time frame, or are they projects that could be built and or constructed and implemented in this calendar year or the fiscal year? And so those were the primary evaluation, the way in which the implementation committee decided about how it was going to move forward, rate and prioritize and bring forward projects to you. In addition to that, I should mention that there's another category that was discussed that talks about sort of other factors or other, you know, it's a catch-all there for other criteria, other means to do so. And so at this point in time, that's the direction that we're headed in. We are having another implementation committee meeting on April the 6th, and then later in the month of April, probably on the week of the 26th of April as well, prior to that May 3rd implementation time frame that we had talked about submitting projects to the Water Board for your consideration. So that's the sort of a bit of the background of the implementation committee. My view is that the implementation committee is both supportive of the direction that we're headed in, appreciative of the efforts for this one-year plan, and excited to get on with the work of evaluating these projects and really showing and building confidence both with others that it's up to the task of evaluating, prioritizing, and making good decisions as we go forward toward implementing the long-term plan itself. So I felt very good about our discussions and the direction that we're headed in with the implementation committee. So with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it over to you and others for questions.
Any questions? I assume one of the excuse me, I'm sorry, I ran over somebody. Who asked a question?
Mr. Chairman, Alan Kelch.
Alan?
Mr. Chairman, just kind of a question since about the Pristine Springs payment for this year. Is that $1.2 million or is it more that's going to be allocated for 2010?
Mr. Anderson?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Kelch, the resolution has the first two payments. The payments, Alan, are 1.2, and we already have the first payment in the board account that was made available at the end of 2009, and we will be receiving another payment in October, I believe, September, October, for another $1.2 million. And this resolution obligates both the first payment and the second payment to CAMP.
So for a total of 2.4
total.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Beck.
Could I ask the question of the 1.2 that came in September of 2009, is the full amount still available for yes. participation in CAMP? There has been no money obligated to that 1.2.
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Beck, no, it's not fully available.
Mr. Chairman, this is Clive. I apologize, but I'm going to have to leave for another meeting, so I'll be signing off.
Thank you. Alan, did that answer your question?
Yes, thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Any other questions for Jonathan? Jonathan, I assume one of the criteria, one of the things that will be done by the implementation committee is measuring the benefits so we have a ability to understand what has happened with our money and the benefits to the aquifer from our actions.
Mr. Chairman, that's correct. You talked about consistency with the plan, aquifer or benefit, hydrologic benefit, the cost piece, as well as the time frame. So yeah, that's a key piece.
Thank you. Before we go on, any other comments from other members of the implementation committee? Hearing none, we have a resolution.
Mr. Chairman, I would move the resolution before us.
About a second?
Second.
Mr. Beck seconded. Any questions? If not, I believe this is obviously obligates funds, so we need a roll call vote.
Mr. Cuddy?
Aye.
Mr. Alberti?
Aye.
Mr. Chase?
Aye.
Mr. Beck?
Aye.
Mr. Chamberlain?
Aye.
Mr. Graham?
Aye.
Mr. Rigby?
Aye.
Chairman Ewing.
Aye.
8 ayes. Motion passed.
Mr. Anderson.
Mr. Chairman, members of the board, we're agenda item number 5. Any other non-action items any board members may wish to present?
Members of the board. Only I have a couple. One, Mr. Anderson, next board meeting is?
25th work session and 26th for the actual board meeting.
Okay. No other actions? Then I need a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Mr. Rigby?
Thank you, Mr. Rigby.
Need a second?
A second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries. Thank you very much.
Mr. Chairman, this is Norm Simank with Idaho Water Users. I just wanted you to be aware I've been on since